RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, fellow listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo urging everyone to maintain order. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirms Indonesia will lose investment if Freeport leaves. 83 countries attend Bali Democracy Forum 2015. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo is monitoring the situation during the implementation of the simultaneous regional head election or Pilkada 2015. It was said by Ari Dwi Payana of the presidential communication team, noted in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday. He said until now President Joko Widodo is constantly monitoring receiving reports from the coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Civil Affairs and the Hun Affairs Minister and the National Police Chief. Earlier, President Joko Widodo remarked that the first ever simultaneous Pilkada 2015 is a new experience for Indonesian people. He instructed the Hun Affairs Minister and the National Police Chief to ensure that the Pilkada was organized peacefully. He also remarked that the winners should not show arrogance and the losers must not become disappointed and upset. Vice President Yusuf Kalla has said that Indonesia will lose out on foreign investment if the government does not extend the contract of PT Freeport Indonesia to continue operating its coal mine in Papua and allows company to lead the country. He said in Jakarta on Wednesday, as reported by TribunNews.com, that if Indonesia did not maintain the existing investment, how Indonesia could invite other investors. He emphasized that Indonesia badly needed more investors to speed up economic growth and reduce unemployment, and therefore on any issue to other countries, the government representative always tried to convince investors the investor interests would be protected. The Freeport contract extension has been in the spotlight after Energy and Mineral Resource Minister Sudirman Said reported the House of the Representative Speaker Setia Novanto to the House Ethics Council for meeting Freeport's Indonesian President Director Maruf Syamsuddin and allegedly claiming to have the approval of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla in asking for share in the Freeport in exchange for helping the company extend its contract. A total of 83 countries are attending the 8th Bali Democracy Forum taking place in Nusa Dua, Bali in December 10 until 11, 2015. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said on Wednesday afternoon in Bali that from the 83 countries, there are minister and 16 are deputy minister are present on this forum. She added Bali Democracy Forum this time is very interesting because it coincides with the implementation of simultaneous regional elections in Indonesia.
Dari sisi jumlah partisipasi, saya kira melampaui apa yang kita harapkan sebelumnya.
Of the number of participation, I think it is beyond what we are expecting before. Until now, 83 countries and 3 international organizations are already confirmed to attend the 8th Bali Democracy Forum. There is one interesting thing is that the Bali Democracy Forum is done at the time when Indonesia is implementing regional elections. And this is very big event because there are 9 elections at the provincial level and about 260 at the level of mayors or regions.
Tidak salah pada tingkat wali kota bupati.
Minister Retno added that the theme of Bali Democracy Forum this year is democracy and effective public governance. This forum aims to find the relevance and correlation between democracy and effective governance for the people's welfare. Bali Democracy Forum was first held in 2008. In 7 years of its implementation, the forum is able to become a place that can put itself as a constructive dialogue on democracy. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Asian Development Bank (ADB) has pledged its commitment to continue supporting Indonesian development efforts by increasing the amount of loans it gives to the country. The loan will be used to finance a variety of projects such as improvement of accessibility and education. ADB Board of Governors member Hans Chochin Fustel said that the bank's total loan to Indonesia Kartel amounts to $1.6 billion. He is certain that the amount will continue to grow in the future. He said Indonesia is an important country and he believes that the amount of loan will continue to rise in order to finance development, especially in education, energy, climate change and supply change. Mr. Fustel's visit to Indonesia is to invite the government to attend the 49th annual meeting of ADB, which will take place in Frankfurt, Germany in April 2016. Cosmetic market in Indonesia is dominated by multinational companies with a market share of 70%. Chief Executive Officer of PT Paragon Technology and Innovation PTI, Nurhayati Subaka, said that in Japan and South Korea, national producers dominate the market. By as many as 60%, while multinational companies have only a market share of 40%. She said that her side wants national producers to have at least 50% share of domestic market in the country. Nur Hidayati said the national cosmetic producers are not expected to be able to grab a significant share in global market if they could not lead on the home ground. However, she said domestic producers could dominate the domestic market as they have a number of comparative advantages such as cheap labor cost. She also pointed out that the main problem faced by the local producers is high dependence on imports for basic materials. She said the cosmetic industry also suffered a slowdown in growth in the past 2 years, growing by less than 50% but still higher than 30%. A novel Amba by Indonesian author Laksmi Pamunjak, which was translated into German under the title Elle Verbindet, has been sold more than 10,000 copies since sales opened in Germany in September 25th. Laksmi Nervsen press release said she was happy yet surprised to receive the good news from the publisher in Germany that sales of Elle Verbindet in the country have surpassed 10,000 copies in just 9 weeks. In addition to his success in sales, the book has been named one of the best novels by Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and Bild newspapers, and has received high praise from Austria-based media organization ORF and literary organization Weltenfreunde. The book has been translated into Dutch under the title Amber of the Cour van Rut, and is set to be printed in the U.S. in July 2016 with the Question of Red as his title. The historical novel is a modern take on the history of Amba and Bhishma during the Mahabharata epic. The story is set against the backdrop of bloody historical events in 1965 in Buru Penal Island in the western part of Maluku. The last item, Wednesday's simultaneous rain election in 269 cities and regions across Indonesia further evidence that individual candidates play a more important role in the success of election rather than the political parties that support them. A professor at Political Research Center Indonesian Institute of Sciences Lipi Ikrar Nusa Bakti said on Wednesday that political parties only played a role in the early stages of a candidacy as a result of the prevalent regulation. But whether a candidate succeeded depended very much on the candidate and his campaign team. The success of President Joko Widodo, who started his political career as a mayor of a small town in central Java, indicated that the people really wanted leaders who talked to them through impromptu fishing or locally called blusukan, so that they would learn what they needed. Ikrar said that the support of political parties could have the ability to negatively affect the success of a candidate, particularly if there were credibility problems concerning central figures of political party. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to commentary. Today's commentary entitled Simultaneous Regional Elections and Bali Democracy Forum. This December may be referred to as the month of democracy for Indonesia, because there are two important events related to democracy in this country. The first one is regional elections in 269 regions. taking place yesterday, December 9, 2015. The second one is the 8th implementation of Bali Democracy Forum, which take place in Bali, December 10th and 11th. In Indonesia, general elections or regional elections are often referred to the democratic festivity. Yesterday's election had been carried out simultaneously by the voters of the 9 provinces, 36 cities and 224 countries. Based on the decision of Election Commission on April 17, 2015, this election was the first wave and the second one of elections will be held in February. Since the release of the decision on holding the simultaneous elections, a lot of speculations and predictions were expressed by several parties. Not surprisingly, because of the simultaneous election that has been held was the first time of Indonesia. However, some people who were concerned were unable to simultaneously implement the regional elections were refuted by the success of polling held in 264 regions. Only 5 regions were postponed because they are candidates who have no permanent and legal binding base to follow the elections. The success of the regional elections this time is a concrete evidence of democratic life in Indonesia, which is increasingly mature. Indonesia has successfully carried out massive organized and structured regional election to elect the regional heads. Time efficiency has been implemented. At least, only one day was used to select the candidates for the regional heads. Previously, the voters had to vote many times. Costs are also expected to be saved. Hopefully, the implementation of the second wave of the simultaneous elections to be scheduled for February 2016, which is to choose successors to their regional heads coming to an end of their term in February 2016, will also succeed. The success should not only be gained through the smoothness of voting and counting. What is awaited by the voters is the commitment of the elected regional heads for the progress of their respective regions. In turn, this will make Indonesia more prosperous. Another activity related to the democratic sphere is the Bali Democracy Forum 2015. For the 8th time, Indonesia is holding the forum for today and tomorrow, December 10th and 11th, with the theme Democracy and Effective Public Governance. The main purpose of this forum is to find the linkage and relationships between democracy and good governance for the people's welfare. The implementation of the simultaneous elections could be an example or role model of democracy for many other developing countries. The Bali Democracy Forum in 2015 was attended by 250 delegates from 83 countries and 3 international organizations. They can directly watch the implementation of the regional elections that has taken place simultaneously and peacefully. Hopefully, the delegates of the Bali Democracy Forum 2015 will return to their respective countries by bringing some notes of Indonesia's successful implementation of the regional elections. Well, listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Steve, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We begin with an event in December 10th, 1901. The first awarding of the Nobel Prize in Stockholm, Sweden. Nobel Prize is awarded annually to those who have done outstanding research, discovered new techniques or equipment, or has made outstanding contributions to the general public. It is currently considered the highest award for those who have great merit for the world. Nobel Prize was first awarded by the will of Alfred Nobel, a Swedish industrialist and the inventor of dynamite. He signed the will at the Swedish Norwegian Club in Paris, November 27, 1895. This was done because he was surprised to see his invention, which actually used for destructive purposes, and he wanted the Nobel Prize to be awarded to those who contributed great services to humanity. The ceremony for the Nobel Prize in Literature, Physics, Chemistry, and Medicine was first held at the Old Royal Academy of Music in Stockholm in 1901. And then, since 1902, this award has been formally awarded by the King of Sweden. The Nobel Prize is awarded annually at the 10th of December, on which date of the death of Alfred Nobel. Next, we move to another event in December the 10th, 1948. Universal Declaration of Human Rights was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly. Universal Declaration of Human Rights is a recommendation statement adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in December the 10th, 1948, at the Palais de Caillot in Paris. This statement consists of 30 chapters of the guarantee of human rights to everyone. The contents of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights includes that every person has the right, first, of living, second, independence and security agencies, 3, recognized personality, 4, the territory of a state, 5, getting a nationality, 6, obtaining property rights over objects. Listener, we end today in history with an event in 1957, when the state-owned oil company, or Pertamina, was established. In October 1957, Chief of Staff of Indonesian Army, at the time, the late General Aha Nasution, appointed Colonel Ibnu Sutowo to establish the oil company with the status Limited Liability Company. In December 10, 1957, PT Pertambangan Minyak Nasional Indonesia, or Permina, was established with Colonel Ibnu Sutowo as the President Director. Based on Law No. 19-1960 concerning the state company, PT Pertamina as a limited liability company is a state-owned enterprise with Colonel Ibnu Sutowo as the President Director. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Focus. Today's Focus features National Preparation for Facing AEC 2015.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
The ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC, which will take effect at the end of December 2015, is getting closer. All elements of the nation are expected to prepare themselves to face the AEC in 2015. In connection with the preparation, the member of Commission 9 of the House of Representatives, Ansori Siregar, as a guest speaker of the National Nursing Seminar with the theme Tips and Strategies in the Face of the AEC Nurses Indonesia 2015 in Jakarta recently, he said the world of working in all sectors by the end of 2015 is predicted to increasingly stringent following the adoption of the AEC. Ansori Siregar stated that Indonesia will compete not only among human resources in the country, but with the foreign workers who will invade Indonesia. On that occasion, he also asked the nurses throughout Indonesia to prepare as best as they could. According to Ansori, there are some standards and competencies required for the nurses of Indonesia, such as improved English language skills, professional certification and solidarity corps of nurses who gathered in the Indonesian National Nurses, or PPNI. On the other hand, to support Indonesia's readiness to face the AEC 2015, the chairman of the Traditional Market Traders Association of Indonesia, or LGA, Sandiaga Uno, said that the LGA prepared a new marketing system by using the application on Android or smartphone online to the market merchandise through the technology to face the AEC. He stated that there are three pillars of the LGR. The first pillar is the use of technology applications based on Android. The second pillar is the development of LGRs. In the future, is how to provide and advocate solutions to merchants amounting to 5 million people, spread over 12,000 traditional markets all over Indonesia. The third pillar is the empowerment of women in LGRs. Uno said that by looking at the results of surveys and observations of 99% of the gender roles of women in the financial management, it is very capable than the men. Uno also said, next to the traditional market traders, no longer be the object, but rather as a locomotive of economic growth from the bottom level. Political observers of Indonesian Institute of Science, or LIPI, Tri Nuke Pujiastuti, found Indonesian society should be an important part in the free market of the AEC. She hopes that Indonesia can become producers of the goods that could be used by the ASEAN community.
Kalau kita bicara tentang
If we talk AEC, there are actually two sides of physical investment of our research, which is to prepare the business community and society in general. That's how the business community can compete. When to compete, it means that we meet both national and international standards. If the general public, it means there is an awareness that we have become a great nation, not a nation of consumers, but also a producer. So, we can be participating. One is their participation can be an important part in employment regionally. In addition, Tri Nuke Pujiastuti explained that LIPI help recommend Indonesia government to be ready to face the AEC in the end of 2015. First, Joko Widodo as the president should be the main driver of the implementation of the AEC. Second, the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Industry, and the National Standardization Agency should coordinate to formulate policy. Third, the government should establish a strategy in order to strengthen competitiveness by improving the quality of products produced. Well, listener, that was Focus today.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers on December 10, 2015. We start from Kompas in its headline writes about young leader come up to the surface. The simultaneous regional heads election was held in 264 regions on Wednesday, December 9th, and has brought a new expectation of the leadership in some regions since the election presents young figures with various backgrounds of profession. Based on data from the General Election Commission, on Wednesday evening at 19:30 West Indonesia time, there have 58 regions involving in the regional election Pilkada that reported a temporary recapitulation result of votes that was given from scanned copy of C1 form. From the report, it was said the participation of voters reached to 73.5%. However, it was below from the target of KPU of 77.5%. Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo said, generally, the implementation of voting ran smoothly. While Media Indonesia writes about Yusuf Kalla as apparatuses to thoroughly investigate the name profiteering case. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said, the police and attorney general must thoroughly investigate the case of profiteering the name of president and vice president accord by the Speaker of the House, Setia Novanto, related to effort of calling Muhammad Riza Khalid, a businessman who mentioned in the recording along with Novanto and President Director of PT Freeport Indonesia, Maruf Samsudin Yusuf Kalla, handed over entirely to law enforcement authorities. He considered law enforcement officers had acted in accordance their authority. And we conclude the headline with Republika. The Daily writes about the incumbents remain triumphant. Dozens of candidates for regional head of Women Excel in a quick count. For the first time in its history, Indonesia held 260 regional head elections simultaneously on Wednesday, December 9th. The quick count and the temporary count showed that the incumbents still prevail in many areas. Among these areas are the South, Tangerang, Serang, Surabaya, Grobogan, Karawang, Bontang, Kutai Kartanegara, East Lampung, Nunukan, Wakatobi, North Luwu, Indramayu, North Minahasa, and Pandeglang. That was headline of some newspapers published in Jakarta today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo is monitoring the situation during the implementation of a simultaneous regional head election or Pilkada 2015. Vice President Yusuf Kala said that Indonesia will lose out on foreign investment if the government does not extend the contract of PT Freeport Indonesia to continue operating its coal mine in Papua and allows the company to leave the country. A total of 83 countries are attending the 8th Bali Democracy Forum taking place in Nusa Dua, Bali in December 10 until 11, 2015. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said on Wednesday afternoon in Bali that from the 83 countries, there are ministers and 16 are deputy ministers present on this forum. She added the Bali Democracy Forum this time is very interesting because it coincides with the implementation of simultaneous regional elections in Indonesia. Asian Development Bank ADB has pledged its commitment to continue supporting Indonesian development efforts by increasing the amount of loans it gives to the country. Cosmetics market in Indonesia is dominated by multinational companies with a market share of 70%. Chief Executive Officer of PT Paragon Technology and Innovation PTI, Nur Hayati Subakat, said that in Japan and South Korea, national producers dominate the market by as many as 60%, with multinational companies having only a market share of 40%. A novel Amba by Indonesian author Laksmi Pamunjar, which was translated into German under the title Alle Verbenrot, has been sold more than 10,000 copies since sales opened in Germany in September 25th. Wednesday, simultaneous regional election in 269 cities and regions across Indonesia are further evidence that individual candidates play a more important role in the success of election rather than the political parties that support them. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to culinary tour in West Sumatra province. So, stay tuned.
Listener, Payakumbuh is a city in West Sumatra. The city is located in plateau area, which is part of Barisan Hill. Located at the foothill of Mount Sago, the city has a variety of natural attractions such as Ngalo Indah, Ngalo Sampik, Peak of Simarajo, Panorama Ampangan, and many more. During the tour, don't forget to hunting traditional foods in the city for friends and family, because Payakumbuh is one of cities in West Sumatra which is famous with many typical culinaries. Among of them, there is a unique snack that worth to be tasted. It is galamai. Galamai is one of snacks with rice flour, palm sugar, and coconut milk as the basic ingredients. Besides Payakumbuh, the snack can be found in other areas in West Sumatra, such as Solok, Pariaman, and Pasaman. The pronouncing of the culinary also has variety in every area, namely galamai, kalamai, calamai, and galamai. In other regions, the kind of this culinary is known as dodol or jenang. Almost all tribes in Indonesia have its typical foods. In Payakumbuh, galamai is usually made for wedding or traditional feast or holidays such as Lebaran. To make galamai, glutinous rice flour cooked with coconut milk and sugar cane or palm sugar by using a very large crock. The third ingredients are cooked until lumps of clay form and brown. Then it is sewn with roasted peanuts. In the galamai stove, the addition of roasted peanuts provides a touch of unique crispy savory flavor to galamai. Once cooked, the dough is then cut and shaped before it cooled. After that, put it inside a plastic box packaging. The price is 11,000 to 15,000 rupiah per box. In making galamai, surely it is a process that requires experience and skill of the craftsman. Its manufacture requires a sharp intuition, tenacity, and strong physical endurance because it takes a long time. It is 3 to 4 hours throughout the cooking process. The dough galamai above the crock should not stop stirring. Therefore, the quality of galamai is determined by the ingenuity and experience of the person who made it. If galamai processed properly, it will produce a sweet taste and sticky. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring galamai from West Sumatra Province. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening. And I'm Harnita. Say goodbye to you all and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to Miscellany from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we are introducing you to the International Human Rights Day. Stay tuned. International Human Rights Day is commemorated annually on December 10th by many countries in the world. This date was chosen to honor the United Nations General Assembly, which was adopted and announced the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a global statement about human rights, on December 10th, 1948. This commemoration has been begun since 1950, while the General Assembly invited all of the countries and organizations which concern about human rights to commemorate the day. There are six types of human rights, namely the social rights, the economic rights, the social culture rights, the rights to equality in the judiciary, and the right to equality in law and government. The human rights ideas appeared as a reaction over the arbitrariness of the rulers who govern authoritatively. The existence of authoritarian rulers encouraged the human rights oppressed people to fight their existence as being well-honored creators. Human rights history began from Western world or Europe. A British philosopher from 17th century, John Locke, formulated that there are natural rights adhered in each human, namely the rights for living, freedom rights, and the rights of ownership. At that time, the rights were still limited over civil or individual rights and politic. The history of the human rights development was marked by three important events in the Western world, namely Magna Carta, American Revolution, and France Revolution. The modern thought of human rights was appeared in the 19th century in Indonesia. The first Indonesian which was clearly expressed the thought about human rights was Raden Ajeng Kartini. The thought was expressed in her letters, which were written 40 years before independence proclamation. From the old order, the ideas about human rights further developed in the Committee for Preparatory Work for Indonesian Independence, or BPUPKI. Muhammad Hatta and Muhammad Sukiman were the indomitable figures to defend that the human rights to be widely regulated in the Constitution of 1945 in the BPUPKI meeting. Nevertheless, their effort was less successful. Only few human rights were regulated in the Act of 1945. Meanwhile, the human rights were regulated totally in the Constitution of the United of Indonesia Republic, or RIS, and the Temporary Constitution of 1950. The climax of human rights violation was occurred in the new orders. This was occurred because human rights were considered as West liberalism, which was contradictory with Eastern culture and Pancasila. Various human rights violations kept occurring, even allegedly also occurred serious human rights violations. In fact, these occurrences encouraged the emerging of reformation movement to end the new order's reign. Since the reformation era, the issue of human rights enforcement in Indonesia has become will and strong commitment from the whole national segment, especially in the current reformation age. The progress is marked with the improving of freedom rights and emerging of human rights documents, which are much better. Well, listener, that was Miscellany featuring the International Human Rights Day. Thank you for listening and bye for now.
Meet again tomorrow. tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment introducing you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to a female singer named Indah Dewi Pertiwi. Indah Dewi Pertiwi was born in Bogor on January 30th, 1991. She is the elder of four siblings with a beautiful original name, Indah Pertiwi. The young girl, who loves to sing since her childhood, claimed that she spent her childhood in Ciberem village on the foot of Mount Salak, Bogor, West Java. In the age of 18 years, the singer, who is familiarly called as IDP, moved to Jakarta to continue her study. But unexpectedly, the girl, who has a dream to be an accountant, was actually opened an opportunity as a singer. She was finally signed a contract with a music label. Since the signing of the contract, IDP officially tucking the name Dewi in her real name as her popular name. My listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Curiga or Suspicious by Indah Dewi Pertiwi. Happy listening.
Kau salah duga menilaimu kepadaku. Kau membayangkan perbuatanku kepadamu. Kau marah padaku, risau di hatimu. Akankah selalu kau curiga kepadaku? Saja tak percaya kepadaku. Mengapa begitu? Aku pun tak tahu. Karena cintaku selalu saja kepadamu. Aku selalu sayang, kau selalu saja marah. Kau balas aku dengan sikapmu membenciku. Percayalah kau sayang, semua itu hanya dalam hayalmu, selalu mengganggu di dalam hatimu. Sikapmu membenciku. Percaya
the first album of Indah Dewi Pertiwi entitled Hypnotist. The album promoted a single entitled Baru Aku Tahu Cinta Itu Apa and received a positive response from the public. The success achieved by the Hypnotist album was not separated from the hard work of musicians behind it. In the album, Indah Dewi Pertiwi took some big names like Charlie ST12, Ahmad Dhani, and Sandy Sandoro. In her latest single, Hypnotist, Indah Dewi Pertiwi also did not want to appear ordinary. For the single, she held a dance audition in 10 major cities across Indonesia. In fact, she herself admitted not being able to dance to be vigorous exercise to achieve the desired concept for the single. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Baru Aku Tahu Cinta Itu Apa by Indah Dewi Pertiwi. Enjoy the song. Listener, other singles contained in the album are Jangan sedih, or do not be sad, in 2010, and Gejolak Cinta, or The Volatility of Love, also in 2010. The first album of Indah Dewi Pertiwi hit the Indonesian music market, with sold over 1 million copies. The single, Hypnotist, was eventually referred to as the most expensive music video ever made in the history of Indonesian music industry because it involves a large property such as tankers and helicopters. In addition, the single also worked with visual effects that the quality is almost the same as the movie Transformers in 2009. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Hypnotist and Jangan Sedih by Indah Dewi Pertiwi. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Kamu suruh datang, mau. Kamu suruh pergi, mau. Kamu suruh diam, mau.
Mau-maunya.
Diciumin kamu, mau. Diduain juga, mau. Dicuekin juga, mau.
Mau-maunya.
Aku kamu, apakan aku jadinya begini. Rasanya seperti kamu hipnotis aku. Kamu, kamu hipnotis aku. Kamu, kamu hipnotis aku. Kamu janji ini, mau. Kamu bari itu, mau. Dibohongin juga, mau.
Mau-maunya aku.
Kamu suruh datang, mau. Kamu suruh pergi, mau. Kamu suruh diam, mau.
Mau-maunya
aku. Kamu apakan aku jadinya begini. Rasanya seperti kamu hipnotis aku. Kamu, kamu hipnotis aku. Kamu, kamu hipnotis aku. Kamu, kamu hipnotis aku. Kamu, kamu hipnotis aku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
telah berusaha sadarkanmu bahwa hanyalah diriku yang paling mencintaimu sampai nanti, tapi tak pernah kamu mengerti. Tetap kamu ingin putus untuk lebih memilihnya daripada kamu memilihku selama hidupmu. Jangan sedih bila aku nanti dapatkan kekasih yang lain, yang lebih sempurna dibanding kamu. Yang pasti ku lupa, sungguh kamu pasti menyesali keputusanmu saat ini untuk meninggalkan. Lepaskanku yang tak mungkin lagi kembali. Tapi tak pernah kamu mengerti. Tetap kamu ingin putus untuk lebih memilihnya daripada bila aku nanti dapatkan kekasih yang lain, yang lebih sempurna dibanding kamu. Yang pasti ku lupa, sungguh kamu pasti menyesali keputusanmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.